Where are they? They're normally on the route by now. Oh. Did I oversleep this morning? No, it couldn't be that. I wouldn't dare oversleep knowing they'd be traveling this way. Maybe... oh, maybe something bad happened to them? Oh, had I but known that were the case, I would have dared approach them before it was too late. There they are. And they're wearing that beautiful red cloak again today. It's so lovely, the way it drapes over their form. Even from so far away, I can see their shape. No, I need to learn to control myself better. If I keep looking at them like this, then... oh. Oh, I just want to touch them. Just once. This pain in my chest is becoming more and more unbearable. I need to rest somewhere before my instincts get the better of me. Oh, why did I have to be born a wolf? If I had been born a villager, then I'm sure things would be different. As it is, loving them from a distance is all I'll ever be able to do. Huh. Hello? Ah, it's only you. I just saw you not more than a few minutes ago. Did your delivery go well, my dear? Oh, don't fret. I admit that I was concerned when I realized you were running late today. But all my fears melted away when I heard your steps crossing your usual route and caught your familiar scent. But you sound tired. You didn't run to meet me at our tree, did you? Oh, Pumpkin. I told you not to rush your deliveries. One of these days you're going to drop something important. And I don't think the villagers would be too happy with you if that happened. So please, remember to pace yourself. Even if you're running late. You needn't worry about that. I've told you before that I'll wait for you at this tree for as long as I need to. This is the only way the two of us can speak, after all. Yes, I have been troubled as of late. That perceptiveness is something I admire quite a bit about you. Oh, your heartbeat quickened a little. I can hear it. Forgive me if I'm embarrassing you, but I only speak the truth when I'm with you. Oh, you want to talk about that? Why would you want to ruin our meeting in discussing something so... so sad? But the thing that troubles me doesn't matter now. Not now that you're here with me. Oh, but when you ask me in that tone, I can't help but want to tell you, Pumpkin. Your voice is sweet like honey in my ears. Oh, well. The thing that's been troubling me lately, it's about this little arrangement of ours. No, it's nothing like that. I enjoy meeting with you. A lot, actually. It's just... well... we've been meeting like this for so long now, and... I guess I just wish we could do things a little differently. You know, like being able to see each other. You don't know how long I've yearned to see your face, my love. I know it's forbidden, but can you honestly say you've never wondered what I look like? What it would feel like to hold my hand? Yes, I'm aware you'd get into trouble if anyone from the village saw you with me. It's growing difficult to fight my instincts when I see you walking down that path. What do I mean? Well, it's just, when I see you, I get all fluttery. But I'm still a wolf, you know? So then I look at you and I get excited and I just want to hold you down. I know it's disgraceful of me to feel that way, isn't it? After all, I would never want to hurt you, but sometimes it just comes out. Oh, I really am shameful, Pumpkin. Act on my instincts. No, I would never. I know it's part of the curse the Moon Goddess laid on the wolves all those years ago, but... it hurts not being able to lay my eyes on you for more than a moment, even from far away. That's why the people in the village stay away, isn't it? Because of the bloodlust that wolves possess? You are the sole human who dares enter this forest. And we agreed amongst ourselves long ago you would be granted safe passage through the forest for your deliveries. That's why you never pass by any wolves when you come here. Yes, that's right. Our bloodlust is the curse we must bear as a punishment from the Moon Goddess. And the bloodlust is... difficult to control, but easy to succumb to. I think that's why the villagers are forbidden from entering the forest, and why it's forbidden to even look in the direction of a wolf. If a wolf and a human were to see each other, it would only end badly for both of them. You remember why wolves were cursed, don't you? Oh, that's right. It's because one of ours attacked someone from this village long ago. And all wolves were punished as a result. They say that if a wolf and a human were to meet, to touch, then... the same events would unfold once more. Oh. You say that, but we haven't truly met, have we? I've never seen what you look like. You've never seen what I look like. We've never shaken hands or embraced or anything like that. We just talk. But we don't need any of that. We don't need anything that could hurt you in the end. Yes, this pains me as well. But it's for the best that we only meet each other on the opposite sides of this tree. I know, Pumpkin. What I wouldn't give to hold you in my arms and run my fingers through your beautiful hair. How do I know it's beautiful? Oh, why, because it's yours, my dear. Anything that is yours would automatically be beautiful in my eyes. Oh, your heartbeat has gone up again. It's so cute how easily my words get to you. Well, why can't I tease you, hmm? You always get so flustered when I do it that I just can't help myself. You have to understand, your reactions are just too cute. Why, even right now, I bet you're covering your face, though I can't see it. I'm right, aren't I? I'm right, aren't I? Oh, don't try to lie to me. Oh, hey, wait. Oh, all right, I won't tease you anymore. I promise, just stay with me a little while longer. Please? There's actually something I wanted to talk to you about. It's about a delivery. You see, I have a letter I'd like to have delivered to someone in the village. It's right here. I took the advice you gave me the other day and tried to write out my feelings onto paper. You know, because, well, things like this are supposed to come from the heart. Well, I know it says it's addressed to you, but you can't open it. Not yet. Not until you get back home. All right? Why? Because no one can know that I gave it to you, and there's something else in there. Something I think you'd enjoy having, or maybe something that could be useful to you. I'm sorry, I don't particularly know what humans like, or what sorts of things can be considered useful in your daily lives. Oh, you appreciate it anyway. Well, that's good news. Oh, do you have to go now? Yes, I understand. Someone would certainly come looking for you if you were out for too long. A huntress, more than likely. And they would surely rip my pelt from my bones if they saw the two of us together. So, I guess you'd best be off now. Until tomorrow, my dear. To the one whom I should not love. Hello, my love. I hope this letter finds you well. Wait, of course it finds you well. You delivered it, after all. I must say it is becoming more and more difficult to be apart from you. My heart aches when you're not beside me. And truly, I've no idea which pains me more, between not being by your side and being unable to touch you. When I see that red cloak of yours, I can feel my heart try to make its way to you. Truly, it takes every fiber of my being to resist the urge to run to your side, to hold you and never let go. But our love is not meant to be. It is painful to know we cannot live the way others do, that we are forced to be apart. Just know that I will always be by your side, even if not physically. I know you hear me say such things many times in words, but you once told me that what a person feels for someone when they are alone is the true heart. So I thought to write down what I feel for you. Perhaps someday, if even for a moment, I will be able to hold you close to me. But for now, take this letter as if it were my own body, and hold it close to you in my stead. Your beloved, ever faithfully yours, Lily. P.S. After I wrote this letter to you, I... Well, I found a brilliant green rock by the river that I thought you might enjoy. I've sealed it into the envelope with this letter. I hope it will bring you joy when we're apart. Until next we meet, Pumpkin.